Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and our study is a construction site tour, the tabernacle in the wilderness. In this session, we'll be looking at Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 to 18, fire that gives sight to the blind. Let's begin by reading 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. And then if you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, but even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. The Bible is a closed book to the most educated but unconverted person. All the world's degrees will not help anyone see the truth. The virgin birth, deity of Christ, power of the blood, total depravity of man, literal bodily resurrection, Christ's certain return, are all spiritually discerned. John chapter 3 and verse 3, Jesus said, he answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Yet the most ignorant believer has no difficulty seeing them and understanding them. The altar of burnt offering was 7.5 feet square and 4.5 feet high. Wood overlaid with brass. The wood was not consumed because it was encased in brass in an airtight enclosure with no oxygen. The heat of many sacrifices could not affect it. The incorruptibility of Jesus Christ. He withstood the heat of God's wrath on our sin and then rose from the dead. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Peter, at that moment that he wrote that, he was thinking of Isaiah. In Isaiah 53, verse 4, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him smitten, stricken by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The heat of God's wrath didn't destroy Jesus' life. He gave it up. John chapter 10, verse 18. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up. This command I have received from my Father. Zoom in on that altar, which represents the cross, and the fire for those offering sacrifices. Regarding the fire of the sacrifice, let's look at three facts. First of all, the fire on the altar was ignited supernaturally, directly from heaven. The tabernacle was completed, the furniture was set in place, Moses and Aaron came out, and then Leviticus 9:24 records, and fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat of the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. fire fell from heaven. Salvation is the imagery we picture here. No human effort, no human help, and no human contribution. The grace of God completely apart from all human help, human merit, religion, or human works. What's the lesson here? We add nothing to the finished work of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We must come to Calvary's cross. We must receive by faith the blood of Christ. We must be saved God's way. That fire was ignited supernaturally, and second, the fire on the altar was burned continually. The fire was kindled once for all and was never allowed to go out, never to be repeated, except at the temple. In Leviticus chapter 6, verses 12 and 13, and the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not be put out, and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order on it, and he shall burn on it the fat of the peace offerings. A fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out. It was burning continually, always ready for the sinners to come, the believer's security. A perpetual testimony of Jesus Christ's finished work, once for all, never to be repeated. The poor lost sinner, once he comes by the way of the cross, is forever safe and eternally secure. Why? It is the work of God's grace alone. No one can undo the work of the Lord. When God opens or shuts, it stays that way. The fire was ignited supernaturally, it burned continually, and third, the fire on the altar was used frequently. A priest's work was never done. He never sat down day after day, month after month. He fed the fire on the altar and he offered sacrifices for the people, never stopping. He never sat down. But what a difference when Jesus Christ came, the great high priest. He finished the work. He made one offering for us all, then he sat down at the Father's right hand. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 to 4, and then down to about verse 11. Hebrews 10, 1. For the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with these same sacrifices which they offer continually, year by year, make those who approach perfect. For then, would they not have ceased to be offered? For the worshippers, once purified, would have had no more consciousness of sins. But in those sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins. And then down to verse 11. And every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. From that time, waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. So what lessons do we see here? 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 11. Now all these things happened to them as examples. and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the ages have come. The lesson for the sinner, the non-believer, the only way to approach God as a helpless, hell-deserving sinner is by coming to the cross of Jesus Christ for salvation. The only offering to bring to God is faith, trusting entirely in the shed blood of Jesus Christ as a substitute. And then the lesson for the saint, the believer, the work of Jesus upon Calvary is all sufficient and eternal, once and for all. We must rest in him, entering the tabernacle, entering the complete fellowship and service of the tabernacle. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, the first part of it reads, "But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Now let me ask you, are you saved? Are you abiding in Jesus Christ and growing toward maturity? You think about those questions, and you have a great day.